Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician, of body and soul. You're tuned into Lutheran Radio UK. Thank you for listening. I'm Juliana Krieger and this is Health Matters. In this show, we look at the psychological, social and spiritual implications that illnesses have on both patient and family. In the first half, we speak to Dr. Andrew Nicholson about the practical and more physical implications. In the second half, Pastor Lynn Hansen considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. But both doctor and pastor hope to do more than that. They also want to give guidance and comfort to the weary and burdened soul and to remind them that God is with them and for them, no matter what comes their way. Thank you for all your emails, comments, and questions from last week. Today, we'll talk about the painstaking condition of arthritis. We're here again with Dr. Andrew Nicholson. Welcome back. Let me start by asking, what is arthritis and how crippling can the worst cases of it be?
Arthritis is a Latin word. Arthra means joint and itis means inflammation. Probably a more accurate description is arthrosis, which is a disease of the joints. How common is it? In this country, everybody over the age of 50 will have a significant amount of osteoarthritis. Statistics are 30% of people aged 30 have got significant arthritis in their neck and 100% of people aged 50. We all know this because when we stand up and turn our head from side to side, we all have a little crunching sound, and sometimes we get pins and needles in our hands and fingers that are caused by compression of the nerves in the neck. Also, the major joints can be affected. Hips and knees and spine are primarily the places for osteoarthritis to hit. But rheumatoid arthritis, which is another form of arthritis, can flit from joint to joint and hit one or many from time to time.
Who's at risk? And does the ingestion of calcium, like drinking lots of milk, help avoiding it?
Who's at risk? As regards osteoarthritis, we all are. I always ask patients, what was your mother like? What was your father like? And quite often the answer is, well, their hands were quite crippled, or they couldn't walk very far because of the pain in their hip. I say, well, it may well be that this is the route that you're likely to be going down. Rheumatoid arthritis, which is a different form of arthritis, is a disease not of wear and tear, but of probably the body deciding to try and destroy its own joints because of an autoimmune disease. You produce antibodies against your joints, as a consequence start to destroy them. We don't know why this occurs, but it might be something to do with a viral infection. As for calcium in milk, it does not do any good for any joints whatsoever, because the actual articular surfaces of the joint is in fact cartilage, not bone. Calcium is the major building block of bone, and a disease that can present with weakness in the bone is one called osteoporosis, where the amount of calcium in the bones is gradually leached away. We have a system in our body whereby we build up bone and we clear it away. And we, for some reason in osteoporosis, the clearing away cells tend to clear away too much, leaving big gaps in bones. And this can mean that people can be prone to break their bones easily.
What is the percentage of the population that suffers from arthritis?
Well, I think you'll probably realise that everybody gets it from time to time. So many people will need to consider going to their doctor and think about having a joint replacement nowadays. The major joints are the hips and the knees, and these are commonly replaced. You can probably get away with two replacements per hip, but you can only at the moment have your knee joint replaced once. The knee joint replacement is a much more complex operation and is more difficult and has more side effects or consequences on the operation not going quite as well as one would like. But the hip replacements are done routinely in this country now. The rarer ones, such as ankles and shoulders, are really in a way work in progress and are really only offered for people with a very severe disease or damage because of trauma in the past.
What are the most common causes of arthritis?
Osteoarthritis itself, which is the wear and tear arthritis, has no specific cause and also no specific curative treatment. It is said that taking glucosamine with chondroitin can help osteoarthritis, but a great number of doctors believe this is not true. But other than that, there is no drug that will actually help treat or cure the disease. We all know that we can buy ibuprofen over the counter from the chemist and take paracetamol, and these drugs will indeed make the pain feel better, but they will not cure it. I'm afraid it is part of the human condition. I remember reading reports of an exhumation from monks on the island of Iona, and it showed that they had really very bad arthritis themselves. It's really part of the human condition and probably worse on this rather wet and damp island.
What's the complication rate for someone with arthritis who might be considering a knee, hip or shoulder replacement?
Certainly hip replacements, I can almost say, are to a penny. My orthopaedic consultant's friends would hate that, but they are done routinely and the likelihood of there being a problem is fairly remote. The problem with a knee joint is that it's not only is it a hinge joint, but as you put straighten your knee completely, there's a little locking mechanism that stops it going any further. And this means that the actual fitting of the joint is much more difficult, and it's imperative that it is put in the right geometrical position. Sometimes it doesn't go quite right, and as a consequence, the patient has a dreadful time trying to do the unpleasant physiotherapy that we all have to do to recover from these operations. One of the problems with physiotherapy is that you can't have it done to you. You have to do it yourself. You can see when people have these operations, they are very quickly got out of bed and got to move again. And it is quite unpleasant and painful. But the more people throw themselves at the physiotherapy and do as they're asked, the quicker they'll get back to their normal lives.
And what are the drug treatments for those who would rather avoid surgery?
I always advise people to start off with paracetamol and take 1 gram 4 times a day. This is perfectly safe. And I really have to sometimes tell my patients that just taking one paracetamol tablet is not adequate. You have to take 2 at a time and take a maximum of 8 a day. Also, an anti-inflammatory drug that can be bought over the counter or from your doctor can help as well. And these are good treatments for the pain that occurs with osteoarthritis. As things get worse, then you need to think about seeing your doctor about considering getting an X-ray done and maybe going to see an orthopaedic surgeon who could offer you some replacement treatment. The other disease, such as rheumatoid arthritis, can be treated initially in the same way, but very quickly, you need to consider going to see a rheumatologist, a medical doctor who deals with joints, who can look to giving you drugs that can alter the progress of the disease. Rheumatoid arthritis is a disease that can be modified by drugs, whereas osteoarthritis can't. Some of these drugs are quite unpleasant, though, and need to be managed quite tightly. These include drugs such as methotrexate and the sulfa drugs. Even newer medication are the anti-TNF drugs, anti-tumour necrosis factor drugs, complicated things that are made from monoclonal antibodies. They are given usually by an injection or a drip in the hospital every month or so, and they have miraculously turned round people who have previously been virtual cripples with rheumatoid arthritis into people who can move around with freedom. But these drugs themselves are quite dangerous and also are quite costly. Certainly, some people are finding that their drug treatment can cost about £1,500 a month.
And what can we do if not to avoid the effects of arthritis, at least to ease them?
You need to think of your joints as being ways of helping you to move around. There are those amongst us who are overweight, and as obviously, as a consequence, their joints will wear out more quickly than people whose weight is in the normal band. Certainly, there are some doctors who will insist on the patient losing a significant amount of weight before considering doing an operation on their hips or knees, simply because they know very well that they will wear out much more quickly, will find much more difficulty in mobilising after the operation. It's important that we take responsibility for our health and that we need to be able to keep our weight within reasonable limits and keep ourselves moderately fit. I do see, with a wry smile, some of my very, very fit patients who like running long distances quite often find that they need a hip replacement before the more sedentary of our friends.
Thank you, Doctor. This has been very informative. We'll go to the break now, but stay with us. And when we come back, Pastor Lynn Hansen will speak to us of his experiences in the spiritual care of people affected by arthritis. We'll be right back after these messages.
Since 1962, Westfield House in Cambridge has been preparing students with the knowledge, attitudes and skills necessary for the ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and its proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a centre of theological studies, it also seeks to serve the Lutheran Church, both in this country and overseas, by the promotion of Christian learning at all levels. Westfield House provides theological education within the framework of a confessional Lutheran perspective and offers resources that further the understanding of that perspective. Westfield House also offers the only significant Lutheran library in the country. Find out more about Westfield House on the internet at www.westfieldhouse.org.uk. Westfield House, the Theological College of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lutheran Radio UK and this is Health Matters. Now, Pastor Lynn Hansen speaks to us about the spiritual care of people affected by arthritis. Welcome back, Pastor. What is your experience in the pastoral care of those affected by arthritis?
Let us begin with a reading from the Holy Bible, Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. This is the word of the Lord. Arthritis is another crippling disease that afflicts people to varying degrees. Some suffer mild pain and discomfort, while others suffer constant, intense pain. Some lose a little mobility, while others lose the use of their withered limbs. Once I met a patient, who I will call Dave, that suffered from a mild form of arthritis. I asked Dave what brought him into the hospital. Dave replied, "Look at my finger. Do you see how bent and crooked it is?" Dave showed me how, due to arthritis, the index finger on his left hand was crooked and swollen. Dave described in detail what the surgeon would do in an attempt to straighten the finger. I asked Dave, How do you live every day with arthritis? Dave replied, It isn't too bad. I don't have a lot of pain. Once they fix this finger, I should be good for a while. I met another patient, who I will call Joe, who required surgery to replace a hip joint. As Joe and I talked, he shared about the worn-out hip joint. Then, to my surprise, Joe said, The pain from the hip is nothing compared to what I have from arthritis. Joe described the affliction in terms of painful joints, stiffness, and constant pain. I asked Joe, How do you deal with the arthritis? Joe sadly replied, I live with it. I learned how to deal with the pain. There really isn't much else I can do. The worst case of arthritis I became personally aware of was that of an elderly woman in my parish. I will call her Cindy. The arthritis which afflicted Cindy was so severe that her legs and arms were bent and twisted. She could not walk without assistance and the use of a walker. She needed assistance with the most simple of tasks. Despite pain and lack of mobility, Cindy didn't let the disease stop her from going out in public and enjoying life. Cindy visited friends and played cards. Every Sunday, Cindy sat in the front pew at church. Cindy loved God. Cindy wasn't angry at God. She didn't blame God for her affliction. Cindy knew her disease was the result of living in a sin-fallen world. Cindy knew in her heart that God would care for her and never forsake her. Cindy's greatest joy was in knowing that when she passed from this life to the next, she would be free from sin and disease. Cindy put her trust and hope in Christ Jesus. Cindy believed that God, for Jesus' sake, forgave her sins and remembered them no more. Cindy lived her life ever looking forward to eternal life with Christ. One day, God called Cindy into eternity. He sent His holy angels to bring her soul to be with Him and all the saints who went before her. Because of God's love for us, as shown through His only begotten Son, Jesus, Cindy is now free from sin, death, and disease. On Resurrection Day, when Jesus returns in glory, Cindy, along with all believers, will receive a new, perfect body. This is the assurance we have from God our Father. We dwell not in our pain and misery of today. Instead, we persevere in this life, ever looking forward to life everlasting, to life in heaven where there is no affliction, no sin, no darkness, no evil, and no disease. Instead, there is perfect joy, perfect happiness for all. Please pray with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of life and everything in Your creation that enriches our physical lives. By Your merciful guidance, aid and strengthen those with physical disabilities and enable them to find fulfillment in their lives and encouragement and support for all their endeavors. Ever-present Lord, You are almighty, You are merciful. In this earthly life, we endure suffering and death before we enter in eternal glory. Grant us grace at all times to subject ourselves to Your holy will and to continue steadfast in the true faith to the end of our lives, that we may know the peace and joy of the blessed hope of the resurrection of the dead and the glory of the world to come. This we pray through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please take time to read in the Old Testament, in the book of 2 Kings. Please read chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Read the historical account of how God healed a man of his afflictions. This is Chaplain Lynn Hansen saying, so long for now.
Thank you, Pastor. We've come to the end of our program today. Tune in again next week when we rejoin Dr. Andrew and Pastor Lynn. Please send your comments, questions, and suggestions on our show to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We'll do our best to reply to every message. The podcast of this show is available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. You will find us under program When you're there, take a look at our other shows and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God's blessings to you.